Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the R Systems Q2 FY 2018 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kumar Gaurav. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Aman. On behalf of R System, I welcome all participants to Q2 FY 2018 earnings conference call. I am Kumar Gaurav, AVP Finance and Accounts. Joining us today on this call is Mr. Ricky Singh, Managing Director, Lieutenant General Valdeep Singh, President and Senior Executive Director, Mr. Abhiraj Jain, Director and CTO, and Mr. Nand Sadana, CFO. We will start the call with opening remarks on the performance of the company by Mr. Ricky, followed by financial overview by Mr. Nand, business overview by Mr. Abhiraj, and a closing statement by Mr. Ricky. Subsequently, we will open up for a Q&A session. Now, I am first reading out a customary disclaimer statement on behalf of the company. Investors are cautioned that this presentation contains certain forward-looking statements that involve risk and uncertainties. Company undertakes no obligation publicly to update or revise any such statement. These statements may undergo revision because of new information, future event, or otherwise. Actual results, performance, achievement could differ from those expressed or implied in such forward-looking statements. Now I am handing over to Mr. Ricky for his opening comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Kumar. Good morning, everybody, and thank you for being part of this investor call for Q2 2018. First of all, I would like to present an overview of R Systems for the benefit of all those who are joining us in this conference for the first time. R Systems was established in 1993 in California as a software engineering company and is now spread across three continents with 15 development and service centers worldwide. R Systems now delivers digital information services with new types of innovation and creativity to businesses in various industries, telecom, media and entertainment, retail and e-commerce, banking, finance, manufacturing and logistics, technology, and healthcare and life sciences. Our deep industry domain knowledge, combined with our expertise in big data, advanced analytics, mobility, IoT, and cloud, help in transformation of businesses in this digital age. The value we help create is comparable to the oyster delivering the pearl. The oyster pearl metaphor lies at the heart of all that we do for our stakeholders and is reflected in our tagline, caring, innovating, and transforming. It is this value-centric philosophy that helps us win new customers across the world. During the second quarter of 2018, we have reported revenues of rupees 169 crores or $25.3 million. The revenue grew about 14% compared to same quarter last year and 10% sequentially. We added 80 plus associates over the quarter and over 230 during the half year 2018 to support our new accounts and ramp up in existing accounts. EBITDA for the quarter was rupees 12 crores, which is 7.1% as against 4.5% during the last quarter. The quarterly margins have improved on the back of revenue growth and rupee depreciation. Telecom and digital media contributed around 25% of our revenues. We served $22 million plus customers during this quarter. We had 8 key wins during Q2 2018. The revenue growth is primarily from enhanced focus on digital offerings for leading enterprises and niche technology startups. We have a strong balance sheet with shareholder funds of Rs. 280 crores and cash and bank balances of Rs. 160 crores. I will now hand over to Nand, our CFO, to provide a detailed financial analysis.
Thank you, Mr. Reki. Good morning to all. Thank you, everybody, for attending the call. Hope everyone had the opportunity to review our performance of the quarter. Let me go into detail of each line item of profitability statement. Revenue for the quarter was Rs. 168.84 crores or $25.28 million, quarter-on-quarter increase of 10.93% and year-on-year increase of 14.14%. Revenue has increased mainly from growth from existing customers in all businesses and incremental revenue from new wins during the quarter. It is further augmented by depreciation of INR. We have added 8 key customers during the quarter and over 80 technical associates during the quarter. Getting down to gross margin, it was 32.04% in this quarter compared to 30.38% last quarter, an increase of 1.66%. During this quarter, increase in offshore utilization has resulted in gross margin improvement by 48 basis points. Depreciation of rupee has further improved margin by 76 basis points. Also, last quarter there was impact of one-time gratuity limit increase of 42 basis points. All these have contributed in improvement of gross margin. Getting down to SG&A expense line, SG&A expenses increased quarter-on-quarter by Rs. 2.71 crores. It was Rs. 42.06 crores in this quarter compared to Rs. 39.35 crores in last quarter. The increase is mainly due to conservative air provision with one of the customers. EBITDA in this quarter was Rs. 12.03 crores or $1.81 million compared to Rs. 6.89 crores or $1.07 million in last quarter. As a percentage of revenue, EBITDA was 7.12% in this quarter compared to 4.53% in last quarter. Q2 margin improves as against Q1 due to revenue growth, improvement in offshore utilization, and depreciation of rupee. With the present pipeline and discipline execution, we are confident to bring back to double-digit EBITDA in next quarter or so. Getting down to depreciation, the total expense was Rs. 3.66 crores compared to Rs. 3.29 crores in last quarter. Other income in this quarter was Rs. 98 lakhs compared to Rs. 1.98 crores last quarter. Other income mainly consists of interest income and exchange gain or losses. The exchange loss during this quarter is Rs. 1.36 crores compared to exchange loss of Rs. 34 lakhs last quarter. This is due to mark-to-market for forward booked in previous quarters on account of short depreciation rupee in this quarter. As at Q2, we have total forward cover of $15.8 million with average rate of Rs. 67.72 and euro cover of $3.41 million with average rate of Rs. 82.80, which has already been mark-to-market at closing rate of 30th June. Our tax expense was Rs. 64 lakhs in this quarter as against Rs. 1.66 crore last quarter. Reduction of tax is mainly due to profit from overseas subsidiaries and tax benefit under SEZ policy. Net profit after tax was Rs. 8.94 crore or $1.35 million compared to Rs. 3.85 crore or $600,000 last quarter. Resultant EPS for the quarter is 73 paisa compared to 31 paisa per share last quarter. Getting down to asset side in balance sheet, total receivable at the end of June 30th was Rs. 122 crores compared to Rs. 114 crores at the end of 31st March. The receivable in terms of DSO was 65 days as at 30th June compared to 72 days as at 31st March. Cash and bank balances were Rs. 160.04 crore compared to 171.86 crore at the end of 31st March. Our system shareholder fund was Rs. 280.94 crore at the end of 30th June. With that, let me hand over to Abhiraj for review of operations.
Thank you, Namji. Thanks everyone for being on the call and good morning. I will give a brief flavor of our global operation and the customers that we serve. We continue to focus on our select key vertical, telecom, media, entertainment, retail, e-commerce, banking, finance, healthcare, manufacturing, and logistics. We have been actively participating in various industry forums, events, seminars. We are further strengthening our practice in speech and data analytics, CRM, that includes Salesforce, RP, and cloud. We see a lot of opportunities in this space from our existing clients as well as the new clients. Speech and data analytics is one of the segments that we have been working for quite some time, and now over our efforts for the last few years is showing good promise. We have good traction from our existing and new clients. Initial traction from speech analytics and IoT and payment card system in this space is very encouraging. In mobility, again, we work on a wide variety of technology to include on Android, iOS, hybrid, web apps, and right from app to enterprise class application. Our clients are spread in all the domains that we serve on. On the cloud side, we work on other leading platforms that include Salesforce, Azure, and AWS. A lot of our digital clients are working towards migrating their infrastructure to cloud. We have good expertise in this space. We have 8 key wins in this quarter, and some of them are in our product lifecycle business. We are working for a company in Canada, which is a solution provider, which transformed the unstructured organization content into actionable, intelligent content. Maybe I can simplify, you know, if a company who has a lot of documents, and they will go to this client who will make them meaningful, searchable, and help these customers. Their customer can be banks, telecom, and any of these. Another is a bank in Caribbean island, and they offer, all the core banking, all the services. They have engaged our system to re-engineer and digital transform their existing platform. And one of our leading customers in the telecom space, who is ISP, we have been working for quite some time, and they have given us a bundle of projects into the telecom space. In the Southeast Asia, one of the leaders in telecom digital space has engaged EasyNet for Infor implementation. Another one in Singapore is from to table restaurant and organic fresh product retailer engaged IBIS to implement Microsoft Dynamics. In Singapore, we implement Dynamic and Infor product line apart from supply chain management, and that business is growing. In terms of our headcount, we are now we have grown from 2,147 to 2,233. Our utilization is almost flat. By geography, US contribute 58%, Europe 17%, Southeast Asia 18%, and rest of the world 5.3%. On client concentration, top 10 clients are 35.8%, and the largest client is 6.6%. With that overview, I hand over to Mr. Eki for his closing comments. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, Abhiraj. Let me sum up. We've had a satisfactory H1 2018 with 10% year-on-year revenue growth. Our investment in digital technologies is yielding visible results in terms of revenue growth and strong sales pipeline. We have witnessed improved margins backed by revenue growth and rupee depreciation. We are confident to improve it further by discipline and execution and continue this growth momentum. Our continued focus for 2018 is to partner with clients in building robust and agile solutions. Software engineering continues to be the driver for our profitable growth, and we are investing to strengthen our offerings around digital technologies. We are continuing to maintain a strong balance sheet to invest for organic and inorganic growth. That brings us to the end of our presentation today, and I will hand you back to the organizers for any questions that you may have.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mohan Krishna Swami. As an individual investor, please go ahead.
Yeah, congrats sir, on a fairly strong set of numbers. I had a couple of concerns. One is we have over the last few quarters now stopped paying dividends. So any particular reason for that? I mean, because we want to invest for growth, I understand. But what is the sustainable dividend one should kind of have a payout ratio?
Mr. Swami, we paid dividend of 60 paisa last quarter. So it is not that we have stopped paying dividend. So we have paid interim dividend in the month of March, which was paid in the month of...
We have reduced the payouts. So is there any strategic reason for that?
Sure. Mr. Swami, as you see, over last few years, we have been doing either buyback or dividend. Yes, of course, our payout ratio has reduced compared to previous years. Actually, we are conserving cash for inorganic growth. There are one or two opportunities in our radar, and we are seriously looking at that. And sometimes you have to kind of conserve cash for those opportunities. We have, you know, growth and dividend and buyback all in our mind. Give us some time. I mean, we will do. We want to reward shareholders, but give us some time to think over.
And secondly, on the growth which we have seen, which is fairly healthy for the quarter. I mean, what portion of the growth is coming from the existing clients, and which is more business from existing clients, and how much of it is from new clients?
Okay, if you see this quarter, we have grown 10% quarter on quarter. And year on year, we have grown 14%. So the growth is coming from existing customers, mainly from new customer also it is coming. But what happens is that from the new customer, it takes some time to kind of get full potential. So to give you a ballpark number, out of 10% quarter on quarter growth, maybe 7.5% or 8% would be from the existing and 2% will be from the new customer. But I think it gets evolved. I think the right time to evaluate new and existing will be end of the year, where normally we present how much is from new customer and how much is from the existing customer.
Fair enough. And the volatility in the margins, was it because of... investment which we have done in new technologies, or what is the reason for the margins over a period of time coming down from double digit to single digit? I mean, what was the main reason for it? I mean, rupee obviously is one of them, but any business reasons?
Mr. Swami, if you see last few quarters trend, margin is on uptake. If you notice, this quarter we have done 7.12%. With the last quarter it was 4.5%. Now we have been investing, we have publicly said, a lot in new technologies, in sales and marketing. So I think now we have started getting results. I feel that now we are on uptrend. Margin should improve going forward. So 1-2% improvement I can see easily in maybe next quarter. So the aim is to get into double-digit EBITDA sooner, maybe in 2 quarters' time. And I think I'm quite confident we are on track.
Sure. Okay. Okay, sir. All the best, sir. Thanks.
Thank you. A reminder to our participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question at this time, they may please press star and one. Any participants would like to ask a question at this time, then please press star and one. We have the next question from the line of Parth Kotak from Investment Trust of India. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Firstly, I'd like to congratulate you on good set of numbers. Secondly, sir, I just want to ask that we've added 80 more people this particular quarter. What is the utilization ramp-up that we are expecting in the short term?
Okay. Yes, we have added 86 technical consultants during the quarter. We are in utilization close to 76 to 77%. So, there is a dip in utilization by close to 1% compared to last quarter, because when you add resources, it takes time to get full potential. So I think going forward, 1 or 2% improvement in utilization is quite likely. Because this quarter we added 86, previous quarter we added around 150 or so. So 230 plus technical resources are added in last 6 months. So I think 1 to 2% improvement in utilization is on the card, and this will help improve our profitability as well.
Correct. So I just also wanted to get a flavor that, as you said, in the last quarter we had added approximately 100 people. So we might have not again completely utilized those people as well. So that might also add in going forward, right?
Yes, definitely. That is what I said. 1 to 2% improvement in utilization is definitely on the card, because the 230 people which are added in last 6 months are going to be fully utilized soon.
All right. That's all from my side. So thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Manisha from Bajani Securities. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir. My question is, how is the order pipeline now for the next coming one? What is the visibility for the next 2 quarters?
Very good question. Normally we don't give any guidance. We don't give any number, but I've been quite positive about the way we have our pipeline and the order book. So we feel quite positive about the business, and definitely we should be growing in next quarter. And so this year number should be better than last year. Though we don't give any statement, but 8 to 10% growth I see quite easily to achieve this year.
Okay, and how much time does the order take to reach its full scale? After you got around 16, you had 16 key wins last year. And so what must be the scale at which you are expecting and they are operating right now? Are they working at full scale right now, or what is the status, or what is the full expectation from them? When will they reach their full, full capacity, or you get the full juice out of all the 16 orders last year, 16 years orders year before that? So what is the current you are getting out of that?
Manish, our business is, the contracts we have are normally, in Noida, we have multi-year contracts. So what happens is that in software industry, it works in a different way. Actually, we kind of recruit resources over the quarter, and you see, it takes almost 3 to 4 months time to get full potential from a resource. So, and our utilization, which we have said, it actually gives you the kind of the capacity utilization. That's a driver. So this quarter, as we said, we were close to 76.5%. So out of the total resources, our 77% resources are built. So that is the way we compute, and our this ratio varies between 73 to 78, 79%. And as I said in the previous answer, 1 to 2% improvement should be possible in the quarters to come. So that is the way we calculate that.
But Manish, maybe I can add what Nan said. When you get a new order, to reach to a real potential, it takes about 1 year. So initially, client start out small, then we learn with them. And about 1 year it takes for us to really reach to a good potential, and then it depends upon the business of a client, we may grow further as well, but about 1 year it takes.
So it takes around 1 year for you to reach the whole this. Okay, another question which I have is, you went through in the last 2 or 3 years, went through a lot of turbulence in that sense. The whole business, the whole IT business went through a turbulence now. Now, how do you see the sector moving forward, or are the headwinds behind us, and what are the reasons for the headwinds behind us, and what are the reasons for the tailwinds which we are seeing now?
So I think right now, as we can see, the market is very positive. When we talk to the client, I think we see a lot of good investment they are making in R&D. Last couple of years, because of all the troubles, a lot of product companies are holding their investment in R&D. Right now, I think a lot of clients, I see good investment in R&D, things are moving positive. And also the U.S. environment where, you know, the staff is short, their visa challenges. Because of that, even, you know, the rates are moving up, both in option and on-site. So it's a positive sign.
Okay. That will be all from my side. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. A reminder to our participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question at this time, they may please press star and one. We have the follow-up question from the line of Parth Kota from Investment Trust of India. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. So just wanted to follow up. We've guided for a higher margin going forward. So apart from the higher utilization and say the rupee depreciation, have we actually changed our revenue mix or the product mix? Are we accepting higher margin business, or how is it?
Yes, yes, Parth. What we are expecting is basically we are quite positive on the growth. So we are, you know, our SG&As are fixed. So with the higher growth which we are expecting in next quarters to come, I think most of the gross margin will flow into EBITDA. So that is one. And utilization definitely, as I said, 1 to 2% improvement is should be possible, and we are striving for that. Rupee, of course, is helping us. So all these factors we should be able to kind of... one thing I tell you, the market in US is quite hot. As Avirag also said, we are getting good rates. There is improvement in rates. All these are helping us in improvement of margins.
All right. Okay, that should be it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the follow-up question from the line of Manish Shah from Vajani Securities. Please go ahead.
So, sorry, once again, how much do you expect this tailwind which you are right now seeing in the industry, how much time do you expect it to last, and what could be the dangers to this tailwind which you are seeing right now?
Can you repeat the question? I couldn't really get clearly. Can you repeat?
As you mentioned, you are seeing a lot of tailwind in the industry right now. You are seeing a lot of tailwind in the industry right now. How long do you expect this to last, and what could be the possible headwinds which you can face going forward?
You see, overall in sentiment and environment in the market is positive right now. A lot of product companies are making investment. You can also see in India, a lot of, you know, funds are investing on technology. So I think next few years look very positive to us, actually, overall in the industry. And also the technology landscape is changing. People are moving from traditional to cloud to digital. So all that, because of all these, a lot of investments is happening in the market. And we being a service company, so we see overall environment to be very, very positive.
How much time it will take to predict number
of years is not an easy one. That's a very difficult looking into the future. As of now, if things look good, and it should go on for some period of time, but to exactly say it is going to be 2 years or 3 years or 5 years, it's a little hard.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand that. So the whole traction is that every business is moving to cloud. That's what I understand from your answers. How much of this movement has already happened, and in the overall industry, how much of this movement has already happened, so that we
not
can make a judgment about?
Not even 20% yet.
Not even 20%.
Yeah, it's still a fraction. 20%. I mean, it's my guess. I won't have the number. We can see maybe on the net. But to my assessment, not even 20% yet.
Okay, so that runway is there for the next to move on to cloud for. And do you think everyone will move? There's no other option but to move to cloud, right?
Yeah, there are a lot of options and a lot of companies will do that.
Yeah, no, but what is the option to cloud? Many companies will do that, I understand that. But is there any other technology?
Yeah, we have Amazon, we have Microsoft, we have Azure, we have a lot of smaller companies as well who are offering. And also I want to tell you, a lot of companies like Microsoft I know and Azure, they invest in companies who want to take their product to cloud. So right now I had a call yesterday with a client who is taking their product to cloud, and Microsoft is ready to give Azure to them for next few years at no cost. So these biggies are always investing in the product companies for their cloud infrastructure, because they know if their product goes to the cloud, so next few years a lot of other customers will use their cloud. So overall ecosystem is working well.
And we are ready for it.
Yeah, that is a better and better. We have to be ready.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to our participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question at this time, they may please press star and one. Any participants who wishes to ask a question at this time, they may please press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rekhi Singh for closing comments. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. I want to thank all the participants for joining this conference call and giving us guidance and their questions. And with that, we come to the end of the presentation. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of our systems, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.
Thank you.